Okay, today we're going to do Davdalin Amar Aleph. We're holding up the words Man Da'avir Hachib, Uman Da'avir Hachib, about 7 lines into the page. We're in the middle of a discussion of whether Daryavesh was a good guy or not, meaning if he was a Melech Kasher, then it makes sense to count his reign like a Jewish king would count from Rosh Chodesh, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara said, even though he's very supportive of the whole Beis HaMikdash project, it doesn't necessarily mean he was a Melech Kasher. Maybe the only reason he was supportive was so that they could pray for him. So ask the Gemara, Uman David Hachi Lav Mal Yusihi, and is that such a bad thing if someone does a mitzvah to get personal benefit from it? Vatanya, didn't we learn in Brisa Homer Salazul Tzedakah Bishul Sheyich Yubanai? If a person gives tzedakah and he says, I'm giving this so that my children shall live, Ubishul Sheeskobal Chayolam Abba, or because I want to get Chayolam Abba, Harezet Sadgomor. He's a Sadgomor in that mitzvah. There's nothing wrong with the way he performed that mitzvah. So what's so bad about Daryavesh giving and supporting the Beis HaMikdash so that he could be prayed for? Lokash. The Gemara says, not a stira at all. Khan be Yisrael. Someone who says that he's doing it for an ulterior motive is a tzadigomer if he's a Jew, because the assumption is, the Rishonim point out, that a Jew is not going to regret having done the mitzvah if he doesn't get the schar that he had hoped for. Kan ba'ov dikchavim, as opposed to Navid Kochavim, when he makes his mitzvah contingent on a schar that he hopes for, then it's not as good, because then it's not a good thing, because we assume that if he doesn't receive that schar, he's going to regret having done the mitzvah in the first place. V'yibayisema, another possibility, another version of the whole discussion, another answer, rather, of to how we know that Daryavesh at a certain point went sour, and therefore we stopped counting his Rosh Hashanahs from Nisan. I mean, Nalan da Achmetz, where does it say that he went sour? Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says when Daryavesh was talking about building the Beis HaMikdash, Nidbachin di Evan Galol Tlasa, Vinidbach di Ochadas, Vinafkasam in Beis Malkatis Yahiv, that they should build 3 rows of marble stone and 1 row of wood, and the costs of the binyan should be taken from the house of the king. Lomale David Hachi, why did he do this to bring in a row of wood in building the wall of the Beis HaMikdash? Savri Mardabi Yudai Kali Benura. He wanted to make it flammable, because he says, if the Jews ever rebel against me, I want to be able to have flammable material in there that I can light the place on fire. So obviously he's not thinking great thoughts at that time. Frek the Gemara, Atu Shlomo lo Averachi. What, when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, did he not also include wood? Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, Shlosha Turei Gazis Vitor Kursas Arazim, that there were 3 rows of Gazis of hewn stone, but there was also a row of wood. And says Gemara, Shlomo Avid Milamala. Shlomo made the row of wood on the top, and underneath it with 3 rows of stone, Viyu Avin Milamata. But Daryavesh did the row of wood on the bottom so that it can burn from its foundation. Shlomo Shakei Bivinyana. Shlomo put the wood in the row of wood in the depth of the building. Ihu lo shakei bivinyana. But Daryavesh did not put it in the depth of the building. He let it stick out so it'll be easy to catch fire. Shlomo sadye besida. Shlomo covered the wood with sid. Ihu lo sadye besida. Daryavesh did not. Meaning, so I guess we'll make a main point out of this, as a second possible proof that Daryavesh went sour at some point was the fact that he included wood to make the Beis HaMikdash more flammable. I guess the main point before that should have been that when a Jew does a mitzvah for an ulterior motive, he's a tzadik gomor in that mitzvah. When an Ovid Kochavim does a mitzvah for an ulterior motive, he's not considered a tzadik gomor in that mitzvah. So now the Gemara brings another raya that Daryavesh went sour. Rav Yosef Itam Rav Yitzchak Amar, Minolan Dachmitz, how do I know he went sour? Mehacha, from the following pasuk, Vayomli HaMelech Vashagal Yoshev Zetzlo, the king said to me, and with his queen sitting right next to him, how long are you going to go to Yerushalayim? For when he's talking to Nechemia, Mai Shagal, what is a Shagal? Amar Rabba Barlem, Meshmei Durav, Kalbasa, it's a female dog that he would sleep with. And that's obviously an act of rishus to engage in bestiality. This is one of the Shev Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So that's how you know that he was Hichmitz, that he had turned sour, he was engaging in bestiality. Elameata, if that's the case, that it's a dog, Hadich Ziv, when Daniel talks to Balshetzer, when he tells him about the Averos, that he's losing his malchus to Paras for. He says Val Marisha Mayis Romanta Ulamanya Divese Hayisiv Kadamach the Ant Vrav Ravanach Shaglosach Ulchanosach Khamish Saint Bon Lala, and the Pasuk continues Lal Kasp of Davin the Khash Parz Avna Dila, etc. etc. So it says that you had Gaiva toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash were brought in front of you, and you and your officers and your queen and your pilagshim drank wine out of the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, and you had avodah zarah, etc. But he referred to Shagal as the queen. Vi Shagal kalbasi. But if Shagal is a dog, kalbasa bas mishti chamrihi, is that what he's saying? That the dog drank wine? Would a dog ever drink wine? You try to put wine in front of a dog, he's not drinking. Hello, kasha. Maybe they train. You could train a dog to do almost anything. So maybe Yitaka was a dog, and they trained it to drink wine. Ask Gemara El Me'ata. But if Shagal is a dog, Tachsiv, when it says the honor of the Melech HaMashiach and the Talmidei Chachamim La'asel Davo, it says Benos Melachim Bikarusecha Nitzva Shagal Yemincha B'Chasam Ofir Vi Shagal Kalbasahi. But if Shagal is a dog, Ma'ikam Vaslu Navi Yisrael. What exactly is the Navi telling Yisrael? What kind of praise is this? That this dog is going to be all decked out, standing next to the Melech HaMashiach. Hachli ka'amar. Now what it means to say is as follows. B'schar shechaviva Torah li'Yisrael k'shagal lov d'kachavim. If the schar that the Jewish people treat Torah with the same respect and love that of the Kochavim treat Shagal, zechisim l'kesem ofir. That's why we're zocha to valuable things, to precious things. The other possibility is that Shagal really means the queen. V'rabba bar lima, and Rabba bar lima said that it was a dog, Gemara Gamrila, except that they had a tradition from his Rebbe that there was a dog. Why does it call it a Shagal and not a Kelev? Because he loved this dog like one would love a wife. Inami Shahushiva b'makom Shagal, or because he sat it in the dog in the place that you would sit a king. So I guess the next main point is another raya that Daryavish went sour is the fact that his Shagal, which might mean his dog, took the place of a queen. Now the Gemara brings another raya that Koresh, Daryavish Koresh, same person, was Hichmitz, that he turned sour. Another possibility, how do I know that he turned sour? Mehacha, from the following thing that it says in the instructions that Artachshasta sent through Ezra to the one who's in charge of Yerushalayim to provide for the Beis HaMikdash, Ad kesef kakrin mea v'ad chintin korin ma'a v'ad chomar bitin ma'a v'ad bitin mishach ma'a u'malach diloksav. You should give up until 100 kikar of kesef, until 100 kor of chitim, until 100 batim of yayin, until 100 batim of shemen, and salt you could give without any limitations. So meikara below kitzusa. Initially, apparently, he gave them without any limitations. V'ashta b'kitzusa. And now he's giving some limitations. So you see that when it came down to actually giving the detailed instructions, he started limiting what he was going to give. So ask Gemara v'dilma meikara. Maybe the reason at the beginning he didn't set any limitation is because shalav kimle b'kitzusa. He hadn't yet estimated what the project would cost, what it should be. So that's not a symbol that he had turned sour. Maybe he only gave limitations afterwards because he did a cheshbon and he figured out what it should actually cost. So that's not a proper answer as to how we know that he turned sour. We have to go with one of the previous answers. Good, now we go back to what it said in the Mishnah. Ula regalim. The Mishnah said that Echad b'nisan is Rosh Hashanah for the Yomim Tovim. Regalim be'echad b'nisan hu, b'chmisha also b'nisan hu. What do you mean Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for the regalim? The first regel doesn't happen on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it happens on Tezvav Nisan. So Amar Rav Chisda, regel shebo. It means to say the regel that's chal during Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'regalim, is the Rosh Hashanah for regalim. But it doesn't mean that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the actual Rosh Hashanah. V'nafkemina l'nodar l'mekam alei b'al ta'acher v'Rabbi Shimon hi. And the nafkamina is to have a Rosh Hashanah for a galim is to know when a person who took a neder is in violation of Bal Ta'achar, according to Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon holds, as we're about to see, that if a person takes a neder, he's only in violation of Bal Ta'achar if three regalim pass in order. In order means starting from the first one. Well, for that, we need to know which one the first one is. So that's why it's important to know that Rosh Hashanah for regalim is Rosh Chodesh is Nisan. The Tanya, because we learned in Hebraica, Echad Noder v'Echad Magdish v'Echad Marich. Whether a person takes a regular neder, a person is Magdish something for Bedek Abayis for the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash, or a person said takes an Erech vow that he takes his own Erech as a commitment that he's going to give. Kivan Shavral of Shlosh Regalim over Bal Ta'acher. When any three regalim Tanakama holds, when any three regalim pass, it's already a violation of Bal Ta'acher. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlosh Regalim Kisidron V'chaga Matzos Tchila. It's only a violation of Bal Ta'acher if three regalim pass in order, beginning with Pesach. The Chenai Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai Omer, Regalim Pa'amim Shlosha, Pa'amim Arba'a, Pa'amim Chamisha, that in order for Shlosh Regalim to pass by and to violate Bal Ta'acher, sometimes it means only three Regalim in total pass, sometimes it's four, sometimes it's five, because it has to be in that order, starting from Pesach. And therefore, Ketzad, how does this work out? Nada l'fnei Pesach. Let's say you took a neder right before Pesach. So then Shlosh, you'll be in violation of Bal Ta'acher on Pesach. Shulis and Sukkis pass when three Regalim pass. L'fnei Atzeres, if you took your neder after Pesach, but before Atzeres, then it's going to be Chamisha, because then you need Shavuos, Sukkos, followed by Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, to pass in order to violate Bal Ta'acher. Lifnei Achag, if you took your neder after Shavuos, but before Sukkos, Arba, then it's going to take four Moadim to violate Bal Ta'acher, because Sukkos has to pass, and then, in order, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and that's going to be four Regalim. So that's how we know that it's a violation of, that Rabbi Shimon holds, that Bal Ta'acher is only violated, I guess we'll make that a main point, Rabbi Shimon holds Bal Ta'acher is only violated when three regalim pass in order, beginning with Pesach, because the Rosh Hashanah of the regalim is Nisan. So maybe that's a good stopping point, so maybe we'll pick up from Tanu Rabbanan, Be'ezras Hashem, next time.